أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا صدق الله العظيم. This is known as Surah An-Nasr and it is also known as Surah At-Tawdi'. The surah comes after Surah Al-Kafirun, and the relationship between the two surahs is that in Surah Al-Kafirun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. For you is your deen, for me is my deen. And when this ummah, you and I and each one of us, learn that there is no compromise in matters of our deen, whether it pertains to the ibadat, whether it pertains to our aqidah, whatever aspect of our deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us a complete code of life, a complete religion, a code of conduct. And if we can look for that deen which Allah says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ, that the real and true deen that is recognized and acceptable by Allah is the deen of Islam, and we say to every concept of this world, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ, for you is your deen, for me is my deen, then we will see that the nusrat and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly come down. So that is why after Surah Al-Kafirun, we read إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, that at the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the promise of the nusrat and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the victory to our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I think before we go further, let us make some intentions in our hearts that now onwards we will try and keep to the deen of Islam in every aspect. Whatever the other concepts are, we'll try and shun it out of our lives, take it out of our lives. Obviously, we cannot do it all on one day, one morning we get up and throw everything out of the window. But slowly, slowly from the windows of our hearts, we begin to throw away these concepts. And one important aspect is the azmat and the greatness of the deen of Islam needs to come in our hearts first. When that comes into our hearts, when we are 100% satisfied that this is the way of life, our success is only in this way, and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, then inshallah we will see in this era, in this time also, the nusrat and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming down. Now with regards to the surah, we will find in the kitabs of tafsir that many of the ulama have recorded that this was the last surah to be revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now I think sometimes we become a bit confused because we hear that this ayat is the last ayat and then the other ayat is the last ayat. So how do we reconcile all this? When the ulama speak of surah, they mean an entire surah, a surah in its entirety. That after إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ was revealed, there was no other surah of the Quran completely revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yes, there were verses, there were ayat that were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from time to time. Now when you look at the various narrations, we get the impression that this surah was revealed about 2 years before the departure of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from this material world. Then we also have the other ayah, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَا, which also in our minds we have been tuned that this was the last ayah of the Qur'an Kareem to be revealed. But what that means is that after الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ was revealed, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not reveal any ayah with regards to laws, with regards to what is halal or haram, what is farz or wajib or makruh, all that Allah Ta'ala didn't reveal after that. So Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum actually signaled the completion of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It didn't mean that the Quran was complete and after that no other ayah was revealed, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen was complete insofar as the laws of the sharia was concerned. Now when we do a calculation, and as a matter of fact in the narration we find that that ayah was revealed about 80 days before our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, if we do a calculation, it will be between 80 and 90 days before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had passed away, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed that ayah. So we can see that إِذَا جَاءَ was revealed, And then thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Dinakum. Then round about 35 days, before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away, the ayah, the last ayah, concluding ayat of Surah At-Tawbah, was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. In which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes some of the important qualities of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to his concern for this ummah. That was about 35 days before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. And then we have one ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed about 21 days before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Fear the day when you are going to be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then that closed wahi forever and ever on the surface of the earth. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the surah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about 2 years before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had passed away. And when the surah was recited, we found that there were mixed feelings amongst the sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were those sahaba that got very happy because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the first verse of the surah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, that when the nusrat, when the help and the fatah and the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. So obviously, who is not in anticipation of the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who does not want the victory to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So lots of sahaba were very happy with regards to the fact that victory is now being promised to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously up to that point, it was ayats of sabr that was being revealed, ayats of steadfastness that were being revealed, ayats of remaining firm on the deen of Allah was being revealed. And now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals this. It was like some kind of floodgate was opened on some sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So they began to become overjoyed. Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he started crying. And when he cried, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what makes you cry? He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this surah is also the message of your demise, because this surah also shows and it signals the end of the mission of Islam. Now we'll find a similar narration with regards to his son Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, what message did he get from this surah? He also said that this surah shows us and it signals to us the departure and the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the surface of this earth. So that is why some have called the surah Surah Tawdiyah, which means to bid someone farewell. So in a nutshell, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has revealed the surah upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, giving Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the tidings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission that comes to an end, and also the preparation for the journey into the next world. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.